This summer, we're profiling young people with unusual jobs. So let us introduce you to a man who gets paid full-time to dress up as a Tyrannosaurus Rex. NPR's Kirk Siegler sent us this story from the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles.
So you know that scene in Empire Strikes Back where Han Solo slices open the belly of a Tauntaun so Luke can stay warm when they're lost on Hoth? It's not really that different from how Eli Presser climbs into a 75-pound feathered T-Rex dinosaur costume.
So right now I am putting on some Velcro straps that are going to attach my feet to our T-Rex, and it's also going to let me control his legs.
Then he sticks his head through an opening in the T-Rex's gut and climbs in. You can't see him now, but his head is somewhere inside the puppet's neck, just beneath its gaping mouth and set of yellow spear-like teeth. Eli uses his own legs and a hidden bike brake to operate this giant beast.
And so by pulling on those brakes, I open the mouth and blink the eyes.
And the best part?
Great, I'm going to unclip you and the doors are still closed.
The vocal box that makes the scary roar. Eli gives it one last test with his boss, Ilana Gustafson, just seconds before his grand entrance into one of the museum's daily dinosaur encounter shows.
And I'm going to go open the doors.
Eli and his T-Rex come to life, darting from one side of the stage to the other, mouth opening wide, roaring, lunging at the show's host.
They forgot to feed him!
Warning, the depiction is so realistic it might be frightening for small kids. But 10-year-old Sophia Lindsay leaves impressed.
I liked it when it dropped the lizard out of its mouth and it didn't even notice. I recommend this show for all ages.
Beyond the thrills, Sophia says she also learned a lot. And this is one of the best things about being a master puppeteer, says Eli Presser. He's once again backstage, now wiping sweat from his forehead.
Takes a little wind out of you.
He says he'll never take this job for granted.
I'm very fortunate. I spend my work week is I come in and I either get into a wonderful giant T-Rex puppet and chase and roar at kids and adults. And when I'm not doing that, I'm in my workshop building new puppet shows and discussing arts and science with artists and scientists.
Eli, who's 30, got his start in puppetry at age 15 in his hometown of Chicago. His mom took him to a performance at a local puppet theater. That night, he went home and built his own puppet. He brought it back to the theater the next day, and they hired him as an apprentice. Then came California and art school, and 4 years ago, it all became a full-time job when the museum launched its popular program.
This is a dream job. You know, full-time employment as a puppeteer at a museum where every day I walk through these halls is wonderful.
But don't discount all the physical demands. You gotta stay in shape and stretch a lot if you're gonna operate a 75-pound puppet 4 or 5 times a week.
For me, I'm not very flexible, so a lot of what I end up doing is just trying to keep my hamstrings from getting too tight.
So before his show, you'll find Eli in the green room on a Pilates reformer. In a city full of actors and performers, you might not be surprised to learn that Eli's job is also highly competitive. On the rare occasion that there's an opening for a puppeteer, the museum's Ilana Gustafson will bring in at least 20 applicants for auditions.
Definitely all need to be strong and imaginative, and you'd be surprised how difficult it is to find these puppeteers. It's a very unique mix of skills that we look for.
Skills like agility, but also acting, artistry, and performance. Eli Presser honed a lot of them, working for years as a street performer. And in fact, the favorite part of his job today, when he gets to walk around the museum in the T-Rex costume unannounced, surprising visitors.
It's the same thing I get out of street performing, which is that sense of people encountering puppetry or any kind of performance in places that they do not expect it.
Sure. One minute you're checking out the gazelle diorama. The next, you turn around and there's a giant T-Rex breathing down your neck. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.